I'm Michelle Brathwaite, and this is Health Drive. Medical professionals have instructed us not to touch our faces to help reduce the likelihood of catching the coronavirus. But this is a habit we all find extremely hard to break, and with good reason. Award-winning psychologist and learning expert Natasha Tiwari out of London explains.
It's part of our DNA. We're hardwired to do it. We know this because humans as young as fetuses in utero touch their faces. So every time you tell yourself, stop touching your face, don't touch your face, if I touch my face, I'm going to get really ill, you're telling yourself to do something that is entirely unnatural to you.
But why do we continue this habit?
When we touch our faces, what we're really doing is calming ourselves down. When we touch certain areas of our faces, what we're really doing is we're activating certain pressure points, which then activates something called the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the thing that makes us calm ourselves down internally. Children often model the same behavior as their parents. So if our parents, when they're shocked, they touch their faces, or when they're surprised, they touch their faces, or if they're upset, they touch their faces, we're much more likely to do exactly the same thing. The irony is, at a time when it's more important than ever to not touch your face, unconsciously, your mind is constantly moving to a place where it can better protect you by doing the things that it knows will soothe you, and so your unconscious mind will prompt your hands to go straight to your face.
So how do we stop?
A key way that you can go about making it easier would be to take out the habits which lead you to do it. So that might mean wearing glasses instead of contact lenses. It might mean wearing less makeup so you don't have to top it up throughout the day. It might also mean creating habits around how you use your hands. So rather than perhaps when you're always moving around, making it so easy for them to land on your face, making an effort to cross your hands and put them on your lap. Then when the urge comes to pick your hands up and touch your face, you'll be more aware of what you're doing and you'll be quicker to catch yourself.
And not only do our hands touch our face, but so does our phone. How do we deal with cleaning that? Microbiologist at the University College of London, Dr. Lena Serrett, describes a method.
Unplug your phone, turn it off, and remove the case. All the major phone makers warn against using chemicals, hand gels, and abrasive wipes on your device, as this can damage the screen's protective coating. Dampen a microfiber cloth with water and simple household soap. Gently rub the surfaces of the phone with the damp cloth. Take care not to get moisture in any of the openings because even water-resistant phones lose their protection over time. Finally, dry your phone with a clean microfiber cloth.
So until next time, clean your phone and try to break that habit of having your hands in your face. This has been Health Drive, and I'm Michelle Brathwaite.